If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back. Richard Serrett sitting in for George Norrie on Coast to Coast AM. And we are approaching the 75th anniversary of the Kenneth Arnold sighting of flying saucers near Mount Rainier, Washington. And Charles Lear is with us. He is the author of The Flying Saucer Investigators. Some people may not be aware that Arnold had another sighting in late July of 47 while he was flying to Tacoma. Just tell us a little bit about that.
He saw some things. He thought possibly a flock of ducks, but when he landed, he tried to find witnesses. A passenger plane landed. He asked the pilots and passengers, they couldn't corroborate it. So after that, he vowed to keep a camera with him at all times.
So he's on his way to Tacoma to meet with someone named Harold Dahl. First of all, who was Dahl and why did Arnold want to speak with him?
Ray Palmer wrote Arnold a letter asking if he could investigate this. Fred Chrisman and Harold Dahl, basically, they claim to have found some strange material on an island called Maury Island near Tacoma, Washington. Arnold said, "Tell me it's from a flying saucer," basically. It's from a flying saucer. And he said, "Okay, great, we'll look into it." And he wrote Arnold a letter asking him to if he would be willing to fly to Tacoma and look into it. And Arnold wrestled with the idea, and then he agreed to. Palmer offered him, I think it was $200, which is, you know, a good chunk of change back then, and expenses. And Arnold actually wrestled whether, you know, it was
ethical
right for him to accept the money. So his friend said, yeah. So off Arnold went to Tacoma, Washington to investigate this case.
Effectively, as you point out, making him the first paid, privately funded flying saucer investigator.
Yes. Which, you know, it's absolutely fascinating because Arnold's story normally stops for people with his sighting.
Right. So Dahl's sighting actually predates Arnold's, doesn't it?
According to them, yes. Hmm. They claim the date after the fact.
All right. So Dahl, before we get into Maury Island, Dahl says something to Arnold before he sort of opens up about what he witnessed at Maury Island. What does Dahl say to Kenneth Arnold about this whole field of investigating flying saucers?
Give it up. Don't do it. It caused you nothing but trouble. Dahl claimed all sorts of personal problems, and they were salvaged logs. He and Chrisman together had a business salvaging logs from their boat, and he claimed to have lost, I think it was a $2,000 worth of salvaged logs, and he blamed all his problems on his sighting.
He also lost his wife, didn't he? Did she leave him or something like that?
No, I never saw anything about that, but she was pretty upset with him later. Right. That comes later.
So, Maury Island, they see these, craft lights, and debris starts falling down.
Well, they said they saw, the story is that Dahl saw it first, and he claimed to have seen six donut-shaped objects, and that one of them was having trouble, and the other five were hovering around it, and then this thing just dumped a whole bunch of material, first black lava-like material that was hot and sizzled the ocean, and killed Harold Dahl's dog and injured his son, broke his arm, and then it dumped a whole bunch of white stuff, and like newspaper, he described it, and then they all, apparently was better, and then they all flew off. So Dahl, according to the story, Dahl reported this to Chrisman. Chrisman didn't believe him. Also, the boat was damaged, they said. So Dahl reported this to Chrisman. Chrisman went out to see it, see if there was any evidence out there, said he saw the material, and then said he saw another donut-shaped craft himself. So Chrisman said that, told Arnold that he was a believer after that.
So they collected some of this, I guess, once it was, had cooled down sufficiently. They collected it. Did Dahl take Kenneth Arnold to his secretary's house to see this stuff?
Yes. And it's not real clear whose house it was. I think it was supposed to be Dahl's house. But his secretary was brought some work home with her, and he introduced Arnold to his secretary. And then Arnold asked for a piece of this material, and Dahl brought it out. He had been using it, a piece that he had been using as an ashtray. And Arnold, according to Arnold's account, he actually wrote an account of this. He wrote an account for Fate magazine, and then he and Palmer put out a book together, which also describes this. In the accounts, Arnold's response was, "Why, Harold, this is just a piece of lava."
And didn't they also find some rivets in some of the pieces to suggest they may have been?
There was also some slag and some Arnold recognized as aluminum. And he brought a friend in called Big Smithy, who had also had a sighting. And together they looked at this material. They thought it was possibly airplane parts because there were square rivets in it. And they didn't know of any square rivets that would be in airplane parts. So they were kind of mystified by it.
In what might be, I don't know, one of the first documented cases of a man in black, wasn't a Dahl taken to breakfast by someone? You describe him as someone in a black suit. I don't know if he would qualify as a man in black, but didn't he kind of warn Dahl not to talk about this?
Yeah, well, according to Dahl, he told Arnold that this guy took him to breakfast. And in a place, it was common for businessmen to meet up with these salvagers, take them out to breakfast, and negotiate deals for the logs. So Dahl said he didn't see anything unusual about this. And then Dahl said that this man repeated Dahl's experience to him in great detail, and then threatened him, if you don't want anything to happen to your family and you, shut up about this.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
So ultimately, does Kenneth Arnold believe Dahl and Crisman's account?
He wavered back and forth. So in his account, sometimes he's believing it, sometimes he's thinking they're hoaxing. He basically felt he was in over his head, and he called two Army Air Force officers. I think it was the Office of Special Intelligence.
That would be Davidson and Brown.
Yes, yes. And he called, they said after his sighting, you know, if you ever need any, have any, this, they gave him his number and said, contact us if you need to. So he did. And he said, you know, I'm involved in this case. Could you guys come to Tacoma and help me out with it? So they did.
And they met with a rather mysterious ending, didn't they, Davidson and Brown?
Yeah. Well, so what happened was they started losing interest in the case, and they had to be back. I think it was in Ohio for the Army Air Force had just become the Air Force as we know it now. And they were celebrating Air Force Day, so they had to get back. So they lost interest, and as they were going to leave, Big Smithy and Arnold invited them to stay. They said, no, 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 we've got to get back for the Air Force Day. It was Hamilton Field. And so they started leaving. Crisman said, well, let me get you some of the material. Crisman drove back to his house and gathered up some of the material and put it in a cornflakes box. As they were getting into the car, Crisman pulled up and said, here, take this. So they grabbed the material. Well, on the way back to Hamilton Field, their plane crashed, and they both died. as they were going down, they got passengers out, put parachutes on them and said, jump. And then they went down with the plane and died.
Wow. Which no doubt just sort of, you know, added to the, you know, the whole mythos of the Maury Island case, I'm guessing. You know, were they taken out because they knew too much?
What's really neat about this case is a lot of the parts of the flying saucer UFO mythos got its start right there. So you've got Men in Black, you've got government conspiracy. It's right from the get-go.
And so began the summer of the saucers. And you had this newly created Air Force taking up its own investigation in December of that year. This classified code name SIGN. It became Project Blue Book in 1952, and it was assigned to the Air Material Command at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. So it begins. Now it begins. I want to move ahead now to 1950. This is he's a fascinating character. James Moseley, this 19-year-old, I'm going to call him a trust fund brat. That might be unkind, but just up and up quits Princeton and decides he wants to become an explorer. Tell me some of the people that he hooks up with.
Yeah, it's amazing. He wrote a book describing all this called Shockingly Close to the Truth, Confessions of a Grave-Robbing Ufologist. That's a recent book. I think it came out maybe 2007, 2008. But in any case, the book's amazing. It was a gift to me as a writer, because what he did is he started off wanting to explore specifically South America, and he hooked up with a couple of guys. The second guy he hooked up with was Ken Krippine, K-R-I-P-P-I-N-E. And Krippine came out to Fort Lee, New Jersey, where he lived, and basically used Arnold as a chauffeur and a cash machine. They had an arrangement that, you know, Arnold would pay, I think it was $400, to go down to him, go down to South America with him. And Moseley, when it got close to time, he said, look, you know, I've essentially given you all this money. When we go, it's on you. So, but before they did that, they had an idea to write a book. And Moseley wrote in his book that the idea to write the book was probably Krippine's, and the idea that it be about flying saucers was probably mine. Moseley had an interest in flying saucers after hearing about the Thomas Mantell incident from a neighbor. So
For people not familiar with the Mantell case, that's the Air National Guard pilot who Thomas Mantell. He died in a plane crash. I guess he was chasing some huge shiny craft, right?
Yes. Most likely blacked out from lack of oxygen. That's what the Army Air Force's report. Even though it was the Air Force at that time, they were using an Army Air Force's document to write down the report, because a lot of them were left over. I got from a couple of people, Kevin Randall and Barry Greenwood, both clued me into that's what probably happened.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.